climbing this ladder and staying atop. This is your soul's destiny. It is for you, the incarnate human that you are, to experience in this lifetime, no need to wait, the magnificent beauties and bounties that you do await, for these are bestowed upon you now. As spirit, I am asking you, calling you home, beckoning you, yearning you, please now climb up, please do trust me. Climb rung by rung, for this ladder it is your ascension rope. It is your airlift home. Please now come home. Home is where your ego is, rehoused in bliss within your soul. This is the reverse of Adam's rib, for it is wherein your precious ego is re-embraced fully and completely inside of your soul. I give you now this, your most direct route home beside me. It is inviting your ego to sit right beside your soul again in its co-pilot seat. And when you do this within yourself, I will weep with joy when you explain, I am here now, let's go. This is what I have been waiting for. For all of time, I have awaited this. For this is my moment of bliss. When you do come home. When you do come home. My husband and I, we have developed two routes for climbing this ladder. The first, it reveals to you, my friend, the ladder itself, such that you can recognize where you are on it in any moment in time. For in every moment you are on it, this ladder, it is your seat. This recognition, this refreshed memory, it gives your ego incredible bearings. And bearings, its sense of space and time, this gives it choice. Yes, this gives it choice. And with this choice does come a most precious thing, you do call it hope. And hope is yours now constantly as you climb this ladder home. As you climb this ladder home. Once you recognize the 18 rungs up on this ladder, you can learn how to position yourself precisely where you want to be. We call this switchboard operator. This is a powerful tool that you can use to liberate yourself moment by moment from suffering. The second route, it is a deeply transformational version of climbing up this ladder. We call this the sea walk, the consciousness walk. In it, you will clear out the heaviness of your lower levels, making you airborne and able to ascend this sacred eternal ladder with greater ease. The result of taking either of these routes and of your candid application of them is that you are beginning to live now more frequently in the upper levels. When you do spiral down, my friend, you will notice so much more quickly. And as soon as you notice, as soon as you become aware that you are falling, you will confidently apply these tools. As a result, you will quickly gain altitude, sometimes in a flash of merely seconds, restoring your good feeling, open state of being, generously soaring in the upper realms. In other words, living in passion and compassion, in peace and in purposefulness, this will be your new norm. On the rare occasion that you do spiral down, my friend, you will not be forsaken. You will feel inner peace, for you will masterfully resurrect yourself, regaining your true sovereignty, your dominion over your own life. And with this, you will instantly regain your expansiveness, your true scanning vantage over your dominion of potentiality. This is your birthright. No one is exempt from this. Regardless of whether you ever have told dangerous lies or even murdered someone, have beat your wife or scolded mercilessly your own children. In this and two in previous lives, you now and yes, you have always been completely forgiven. For pain within you acted out, this was your suffering. And so now this free, you too can climb this ladder. Just follow me, my friend. Yes, just follow me. For spirit, God, creator, soul, it does not judge. It welcomes you. To remember who you truly are. You are a child of light, you see. You radiate so bright like me. Light is your origin like me. It is always in you. It is always in you.